You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. If you'd like to learn more about our suggestions for what you should do to protect your computer, we've got lots of resources, my weekly column, a whole list of programs, free low-cost trial versions, where you go to patch all the holes in your operating system as well as your Microsoft Office. We'll link you over to what hardware broadband firewalls look like. They're called routers. Spyware, Adware, there's just all kinds of stuff there at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll see this week's theme and resources, including the Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we try to bring you something that will help you when that nerdy, geeky person in your life tries to make you feel like you're 3 inches tall by talking down to you and using tech terms that you don't understand.
Big jerk.
Big dumb jerk. Just grab him by the tape on his glasses and say, looky here, I know what that means, because I listen to the Computer Corner. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Troll.
Like grumpy old troll?
Troll. Now, we all have various understandings of what a troll is. And if you hear that and you don't know what exactly what it means, you know that it's not good.
If you're a fisherman, it might be good.
Maybe. But since we're in the desert. A troll is a person who posts messages in like news groups, discussion groups, weblogs, that kind of thing, in order to provoke an angry response or to start trouble without adding anything worthwhile to the conversation. In other words, they're just troublemakers.
It's like that bully back in grade school that would just pick on you for no apparent reason.
I don't like your shoes.
And just go, I'm not touching you. I'm not
touching
you.
Your hair.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
You're stupid. My father's bigger than you.
My dad could beat up your dad. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Troll.
I'm not going to go beat up anybody's dad if my son ever says that. I'm sorry.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's a kinder, gentler
brand. That's so silly.
And our download of the week happens to be free. It's called FishGuard. If you're not in the know, phishing scams are those, and everybody that's getting those PayPal updates and bank updates from banks, you have no idea who these banks are, you never heard of them, and you don't have accounts with them, although you're getting emails from them saying, you need to update your account. We actually had an email from somebody saying, I didn't think about it, and I put my username and password in, and then it started asking me all these private questions, and I figured it out. I figured that this was not good, so I jumped out real quick, and then I went in with a fake username and password, and I got the same screen, so I'm thinking this is not for real.
Huh.
And you would be correct. What you did, though, was you gave up your username and password.
Hopefully you've changed your password by now.
If you didn't realize what you were doing with any of these bank phishing scams, PayPal, eBay, any of these, and you went and updated or you changed or you went in and then decided, I don't want to go through with this, but you gave them your username and password, immediately go and change your password.
And don't change it to something that you can find in the dictionary.
Please.
Try to mix case. Try to add in special characters. Put in numbers, letters. Make it at least 5 characters long at a minimum.
So FishGuard is something that will integrate right into Internet Explorer and try to warn you in both emails and when you go to websites that you are potentially looking at a phishing scam. Phishing scams, it's real hard to tell if you're not paying attention because the website looks exactly like PayPal, exactly like eBay, exactly like Wells Fargo, exactly because they copied the website, and because you weren't paying attention, you didn't see that the link up there, it doesn't say Wells Fargo or PayPal or eBay. It's got a bunch of numbers up there. But because you weren't paying attention, you start putting your password and username and what have you on. Once you start to do that, see, all they're doing is collecting. They're going fishing. That's why they call them phishing scams. They put a hook out there, and they gotcha.
You're just a dumb trout, then.
Dumb trout.
Basically. Dumb, you know what I just noticed? The Geek Speak of the Week and the Download of the Week?
Yes.
They're both about
kind of
fishing.
Fishing terms.
Kind of interesting, huh?
Dumb trout. You know what? Do we have time to have Mike tease it?
Mike, maybe perhaps you could tell us
really quick
what it is that the root of your question evolves around.
Hello, Mike.
Hello?
All right. We got a bad
tell you what, signal. I'll interpret for Mike because I think it says here that Mike wants to know what's the best way to back up his computer.
Ah, that's a great question. And Mike, we know you've been holding for a long time. Please hold. We're going to verify that we can actually get you on the air because that sounded really bad, that noise.
Sounded a little choppy. We're going to get Mike on the air. We're going to talk about what's the best way you can back up your PC to make sure that tomorrow your critical data is still there.
And we're going to tell you how to do it So you'll keep doing it, not just once, but over and over and over again.
And no thinking necessary, don't worry. It'll be all good here on the Computer Corner. News Radio 620 KTAR, Ken and Brandon back right after this break.